podcast. Well, Eric, okay. we haven't talked since Tom Ferry. I want to hear about it. I feel like when we go to conferences, whoever's at a conference, we don't talk to each other while the other person's there. It's like this weird rule that we have.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, giving each other space, knowing that we're so overstimulated with everything else that we understand that we're going to, you know, have either an elongated phone call or just hash it out on the podcast, which is what we're going to do right now. We missed you at the Tom Ferry event. A lot of people asking me where you were.
I was going to ask before we get into it. Were people talking about me? Because I picked up followers like I was at the conference. I mean, I was getting followers left, right, center.
A lot of people who listen to OverAsk were asking where you were. We were promoting you. Obviously, promoting just Broke Agent Media as a whole. Picked up followers from that, too. So I'm sure that's why that happened. But you got to come to the next one of these, because the Tom Ferry Conference is unlike any other. Their ecosystem is so tight-knit. And it's so many friends that all know each other that are rekindling for the first time in a year or the first time in 6 months. And everyone's just so excited and happy to see each other. It's really cool to see.
Looked like the Coachella of real estate conferences, going to be honest.
I mean, listen to my voice. It sounds like I just got back from the Electric Daisy Carnival after seeing like Tiesto and Afrojack for 72 hours. But really, when I was listening to Jason Pantana and Jeff Mays.
When you hopped on here, you've seen better days, if you know what I mean. Can we talk real quick about
that's what I have the hat on.
How tight can Dan get his pants? I mean, the guys, you're showing videos of this guy. I've never seen tailored pants so tight in my life.
Every time I post a story of Danny Deals, Dan O'Neill, I get hundreds of responses specifically about his attire. About how tight his attire is, but look, the guy's got fashion sense better than I do. I'm wearing a country club hat here that looks like it was formulated for a 3-year-old. So,
yeah.
Anyway, the conference itself.
Yeah, how was
it? Go ahead.
No, I want awesome. To know how was it. I mean, yeah, like Dan was raging. I saw again. He's like, he's incredible there. He's like
he was a hype man. He was Daniel Deals this time, not Danny Deals. So he was taking notes the entire conference, like very serious, and not taking fake notes either. Every single page was full with these little notes. So he brought his entire team there and was actually learning. I've never seen him like this before. It was like I was with an entire new person. And I got some actual good takeaways from the conference too, from Pantana, from Tom, from a lot of the speakers, which we could get into. But we threw Bam Bash on Tuesday night, which was an absolute rager. It was from 6 to 9 on Tuesday, which is kind of a rough time because that's when people are kind of just leaving the conference. They have to go back and shower, and there's dinners and stuff. So we were kind of worried that that timing would throw off the event. But people got there right at 6 and stayed the entire 3 hours. There's a DJ. It went a little bit over, rained a little bit. But it was kind of like the who's who of, you know, real estate, you know, big agents and influencers and stuff, which, you know, sounds kind of douchey. I said the same thing on the walkthrough, but it was just really cool to have everybody in one place in such like a tight knit area. So that was sweet.
Yeah. It looked sick, that party especially. I saw there was some sort of Tom talk thing that went on.
Yeah,
that
Tom
seemed
X.
Cool. Has he ever done that before? Tom X, has he done that before?
Yeah, he does that. He does that at every conference. So he kicks it off for like 15 minutes, gets people hyped, and then kind of goes into agents and their stories. And a lot of them have like overcome something. Chris Benjamin spoke. He absolutely crushed it. He said that was his first time on like a big stage. He told me he hired a speech coach. Like he took it very, very seriously, and you could tell like how well he articulated the entire thing. He climbed Mount Everest and kind of related it to real estate, just how he would have to get up every, you know, night at like 1 a.m. With frostbite and, you know, his socks crumpled between his toes, and kind of related that to how as real estate agents, we have to, or you have to, you know, whenever you're not in the mood to do something, you still have to do whatever that activity is, which is kind of a simple lesson, but was good to be rejuvenated in all of our heads. Just like putting into contrast, like, yeah, if we're tired or, you know, something is going on, like in our relationships, or, you know, you had like a bad night or something like that. He was just saying like how you have to just keep pushing forward. I'm not good at this motivation stuff, as you can see. So me,
no,
me explaining, I mean, and how he said it is especially, not doing it justice.
Especially not today. You sound like fucking Clint Eastwood, but other than that, it's
I kind of like what it's doing to my voice.
I mean, you sound like you've seen some shit, if you know what I mean. But Chris looked fantastic on stage. He had a great suit on. He looked great.
He was great. And he was fantastic. Robert Mack
spoke.
Was great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Robert Mack was great. He was talking about mailers. And it was, I mean, there were 6,000 people in the audience. I mean, you spoke at Inman in front of thousands of people too in New York, right? How many people were there?
Yeah. Yeah. Couple thousand. I speak, in front of a couple thousand. I've never done a speech coach. Maybe I should get a speech coach.
I mean, you're good. You're naturally really good too. But seeing Tom on stage also just for like 2-3 hours at a time to be able to like keep riffing with people, and the way he goes out and like looks people in the eyes in the audience and makes you feel like he's just talking to you. Pantana, Jeff Mays, all these guys are such, and women are such incredible speakers that that aspect is always really cool to just appreciate how much work goes into a conference like this.
And they're veterans at this point. I mean, years and years and years of doing this. It's like they got it down to a science, I would imagine. Was Tom at the BAM Bash? Yeah.
Tom was not at the BAM Bash. His son showed up, Steve, about like 2 hours in, so we got him in. But there was a line outside of the BAM Bash, which kind of made it look cooler too. But really, it was just the fact that we overextended all the invites. But throwing that party, I think, was kind of like a kickoff to kind of this new evolution of the brand. This is the first time we ever really organized anything like this. And our goal in the industry is really to make it more fun for people. And that's what people kept going up to me and saying on Wednesday. They're like, it's really cool to see this actually evolve into something in person, as opposed to just being like a digital brand and seeing like memes and stuff like that. Like, to see everybody involved made it really cool. And to meet everybody and meet all the people that we DM with on a daily basis and talk to on a daily basis is really cool to see them in person.
Yeah.
I mean, you feel that too, like when you walk around like the Inman conference and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the coolest part of conferences, is actually like putting a face to the people you've been talking to and DMing with. And I mean, it's cool to see that people appreciate the work, and, you know, cause it is work. There's a lot of work that goes into all of this, and to see that it's actually appreciated more than a like and a crying emoji is pretty cool.
Exactly. Yeah. And people saying that they're taking away and actually like learning from the content now, especially from this podcast, like the amount of people that went up to me and said, like, I get all my marketing tactics and advice from you guys. That's such a different feeling than going up, you know, when I was just walking around with that key shirt in 2018, 2019 saying, your shit makes me laugh. And, you know, I go through this type of thing too. Like,
I mean,
that's the value. But you
were walking around with that
t-shirt
praying to God someone would come up to you. You lagged for a second.
Bobby, it cut out a little bit right there. Whatever, I guess we could just keep going. Bobby, let's cut this part out. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I was praying for people. But also this time I wasn't even wearing that shirt around. And I was just wearing a button down now because I was like, this is kind of getting ridiculous. And still people were talking to me. So I think showing the face more, especially on this podcast and other content, has helped with that.
Honestly, dude, I know you said you can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery if you get a tattoo, but you should just get the broke agent tattoo at this point.
There was a woman there with a key tattooed to her ankle. But it was not a broken
logo. Was it your key?
Logo, but she showed
up. Oh, I was going to say.
No. No.
You got to give. Do you know the band? Do you know the band Alexis on Fire? They're Canadian. You might
know.
You do? Okay.
I actually don't
know
them.
So they have a thing
where.
I
just said yes because you give me shit for not knowing any of these other people.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Well, what they do is if you have a Alexis on Fire tattoo, you can forever get into their concerts for free. So you should start something, some type of incentive, if people start getting Pro Cajun keys tattooed. Like you get that. Into Bam Bash every year for free. Well, you know.
Right. The only problem with this Bam Bash is it was such a rager that I don't even know if we could throw another party, because I don't know if it could live up to that. So I think we kind of, you know, went too hard on the first ever one. It was like the kickoff party.
No. And this is, you know, this relates back to content too, because people always say, Matt, you know, are you worried that when you do an awesome video, like your stand video, your Freddie Mercury, that you have to live up to it, you keep living up to it? No, that's done. You've already proved yourself. You've done that. And now you can do an entire different thing. It might not be better to some people, but it could be to others, right? So it's like, you've done that. You proved that you can throw an awesome bash. Now next year, do something else. And if people think it's better or worse, who cares? You're just going to be consistent with it. And I'll be at the next Bam Bash, so it's going to be fucking better.
Yeah, exactly. You could headline sing it, too. We could get a live band.
Yeah, we're going to get the band going with Bob Tompkins and Robed Realtor.
Exactly. I hung out with Bob Tompkins a lot. That guy's awesome. I mean, what do you think agents should attend conferences, right? Like, it's not just for the parties and for the fun. There's so much networking and everything. Like, it's like a break from your actual real estate business. And then when you come back, you feel, I wouldn't say rejuvenated because I feel like I'm on my deathbed, but you do feel like you escaped your actual business for a second while you're still learning and meeting all these referral partners. It's got to be the best thing for your real estate business and the best thing for your brand, not just for you, but for actual agents.
Yeah, absolutely. The partying and which I don't do, but that stuff is still networking. Like, people network that way. There's a ton of people who, I know people who literally meet all their clients at like parties and bars and shit. Like, that's just how people network. So yeah, that's a part of it, and it's fun for a lot of people. And then you actually go during the day and learn and get value. And even if there's literally one line that someone says that you can bring back to your business and actually make a difference when you get back, then it's worth it. So, and it's a write-off.
Yeah.
So you can write off that entire trip, which is awesome.
Exactly.
In my opinion.
And I did get a few lines. So a few takeaways from the summit, and I mentioned a couple of these on the walkthrough. One of them we're already doing, but it's posting your Instagrams, your Facebooks, your tweets, your TikToks into actual blog posts and embedding those so that they last longer from an SEO perspective. Jason Pantana was hammering that home, and then also hammering home the importance of YouTube titles for searchability, which we're doing a way better job at. But for real estate agents, putting something in the title like "I am the Tucson best real estate agent," like something that someone's going to search, like who's the best real estate agent in Tucson, who's the best real estate agent in Canada, and making sure that your titles are always kind of going back to exactly what people searching. That's how you could hyper boost your views, basically, which is kind of tougher from our perspective because we're doing like different podcast episodes and interviews and stuff. But from a real estate agent and their searchability, they could really fine tune those.
Yeah. The blog post thing, Gary Vee's been talking about that forever.
And another big takeaway, and this wasn't even from the actual conference, at Tom's party on Wednesday, the hoedown, which was one of the most insane things I've ever seen. You could see 5,000 agents doing like cowboy dances and riding the bull and stuff. It was pretty ridiculous.
Whoa, hold on.
I met...
One sec. That, Bob Tompkins posted that. I thought he was just at a concert. That was just literally just agents?
That was all agents. It looked like Stagecoach.
I thought he was at a Kenny Chesney concert.
I know.
Oh my God. Okay.
It was crazy. And if you want to see a bunch of drunk agents riding the bull too, that was one of the crazier things I've ever seen. But I met Gary Vee's sister, Liz Novello, who's the nicest human being alive. And she gave me some really good advice in the 10 minutes I talked to her. She said, "I love what you guys are doing. Listen to your podcast." Actually, she didn't say that, but she said, "I love what you guys are doing, but your focus seems to be really heavy on Instagram still." And she's like, what my brother's doing right now, and he just spoke at this conference, the Forward Conference, and we've done some content around this too, is that Instagram isn't even in his top four of where to be producing content right now. And she's like, you really need to be focusing on YouTube, TikTok, LinkedIn, and Facebook groups. And it was kind of just another wake-up call of just like, you're right. I mean, Instagram is our bread and butter, and it is the best place to aggregate a community, but we need to evolve on these other platforms immediately.
Yeah. We should get Liz on the podcast. I've spoken with her. She is like the best. She's really, really nice.
Yeah, she is. But she was really serious about it too. She's just like... God, she's what?
She was like, what? You just stopped.
Oh, no, sorry. Folks, we're working on a new platform right here, so there's a little delay, if that's what you're hearing in this conversation. But I was just saying she was really fervent with what she was saying about how being on these other platforms. So we got to just do it now. I mean, we keep talking about it. We're 6 months into talking about this, and we're not making TikToks. We're not posting on LinkedIn. And we need to develop like a new Facebook group. We tried with the top producers Facebook group, but I don't think like you have to moderate that thing really closely. We wanted people to join that group and submit memes and ask questions, and we could give real estate advice and stuff, but the moderation was non-existent. So we need a new group, like a Bammer group or something like that. That's kind of more, not necessarily exclusive, but has a more direct idea of what we want people to do. Because if you post your stuff in a Facebook group too and get an additional 10,000 views from that, like that's huge.
Top producers could still be something. We just need someone to like moderate it. Because there's a lot of people in there now.
There's like 12,000 people in there. But also, we screwed up with the name Top Producers because there's a lot of like DJs that have joined the group. Like, we thought we were being cheeky with the name, but it's all like music producers. Not all of it. But
yeah, like that guy got pissed at you. Remember that guy? He like yelled at you because you kept deleting his music.
Guy's like trying to promote his Spotify playlist in a real estate Facebook group.
Not ideal. That's the guy who hacked Dan O'Neill. That guy. He was in Top Producers. Exactly. He was the main guy. But Eric, we have a couple new shows, Hidden Bam, but. Another one that I'm going to be on.
This one I am pumped about. And this actually feeds in perfectly with what we were just talking about, expanding your brand to other platforms. So why don't you tell people what it is? Because this is going to be... I'm really excited for the show.
Yes, so am I. So it's going to be in person. It's going to be me and a friend of the show, Paul Greenberg from Toronto as well. We're building out a studio right now. And the concept of the show... is going to be kind of like a real estate love line where realtors are going to be able to submit different horror stories. Horror stories, they're going to ask for advice and, like submit your horror story and say, like, what would you do in this situation? And then we'll chat about it on live on air, and it's going to be really fun. And it's going to be called Cold Calls. And we're very excited about it. And I cannot wait.
So you're going to have people actually like live call in? Or do you think they're going to send video questions?
I think at first we're going to do video questions. If they want to be anonymous, they can send an audio message. And if they want to be even more anonymous, they can send in like a written paragraph. But we would prefer some sort of audio to go along with it. Video would be the most. And then whoever submits will be tagged in all the BAM stuff to be promoted for their own socials. If you'd like, if you do want to be anonymous, we'd absolutely have that as well. You can still send in a video. We just wouldn't show it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of horror stories. And it... I think it's going to be really fun and funny, but I also think it's going to be a cool place to almost vent and ask questions. Like, I wish I had something like that almost coming up. Like, you know, this just happened to me. What would you do in this situation? Like, and the cool contrast about this show is like, there's me who's like, you know, I do the comedy stuff and the content and I still sell real estate, but then we have Paul who's like, he's, you know, he sells millions and millions of dollars of real estate. Like he's going to, I don't want to say how much he makes, but he makes a lot of money selling real estate. So like, there's going to be like a whole kind of different aspect, in the chair beside me who can really give some solid advice on whatever's going on. He's been in the business for 12 years now, so he's seen a lot. So I think it's going to be really cool and valuable at the same time.
Yeah, we always needed a platform or a release for all these real estate kind of horror stories and problems. And we've always joked about having like needing a therapist that's specific to these problems, because you could ask your broker, but sometimes your broker or your mentor is too busy to even say anything back to you. And it could be embarrassing to actually ask questions, because you don't want to ever show your hand or show that, you know, am I incompetent? Do I not know this? Like, what do I do in this situation? And I think this will be perfect for people to vent and people to watch, learn, and laugh at all the ridiculous stuff that happens in this industry. Because we haven't done a great job at showcasing that yet, besides people sending DMs of all the crazy shit. But this would actually be on video and getting your reaction. And Paul, who's also hilarious, his reaction. I think the show is going to be perfect. I love the name and love that it's like in studio too, because Paul like built a beautiful studio in Canada, right?
Yeah, we're building out a studio now. He's got the space. We've bought in like top end recording stuff and video stuff. So we're really like taking it super seriously, as we do with all the BAM shows. And we're just, yeah, we're really excited about it. And the cool thing is like, it doesn't always have to be advice. It could be advice if you want advice. It could just be like a hilarious story that you've had from an open house or a client or whatever. Like, and the other great thing is it doesn't only have to be agents. We can put this out to anyone who's had a crazy real estate experience, whether you were a client, it was your parents, you're an agent. Like, it's just kind of endless content that we're really excited about. Yeah, so we're.
I didn't even think about
that. If you like want to submit.
Yeah, you could have people calling in complaining about their agents, saying, like, you wouldn't believe it. Like, I showed up and my agent, you know, was pissing on the side of the wall or something like that. Like, exposing other agents and then learning, not even, we don't want to expose other agents necessarily, but learning from the mistakes of other agents, I think would be really good.
Yeah, it's honestly endless. Like, so, yeah, we're going to start taking submissions for all that. We haven't exactly kind of figured out the best way to get the submissions, but we're going to do some Instagram posts and stuff so you'll know. But if you are interested right away, just send us a DM to start and we can kind of get the ball rolling on that. So like I said, just a quick like minute video of your story, minute and a half, or an audio message if you'd like. If you really want to be anonymous, you can send in it in text and then we'll read it on air. But yeah, it's cool. And it's going to be great for agents as well to get exposure if they don't want to submit it anonymous. If they have a really funny story, you know, you can get followers that way. Send in a funny story, articulate it in a funny way. And there you go. We're going to promote you on all our platforms.
Yeah, you don't even have to be a podcast guest for something like this. It's just a quick 1 minute video. If you're interested in this, let us know in the comments and we'll reach out to you and send you a place where you can send these emails. We're going to set up a specific email for this, for the submissions. I really think the video aspect of this is going to be the best part of it. Like Theo Von does this on his podcast where people come in with questions. They always do something kind of funny. They tell like a minute and a half story or ask a question like that. I think if you had that with like a TV in the center of you guys, so you could see, watch them doing it and then get a visual of your reactions, I think that'll be great along with you reading the actual text itself.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, we're building out the studio right now. It's going to be cool. I'm so stoked on it. And it's just like a whole, it's cool. What I love about what we're doing at BAM is like, we have a lot of shows coming and they're so different. There's literally something for everyone. Like the walkthrough is a totally different show than this. Between Two Lockboxes is totally different. This cold call show is going to be like, these are such different shows and the audience isn't the same throughout, which is amazing.
Yeah, exactly. We're trying to hit all facets of it. So that'll be out. And when is this going to launch?
Well, we'll talk to the producer, Bobby. But I think kind of we're going for end of September, early October.
Perfect.
Is the idea. So we'll see. Maybe nice. I would say beginning to mid-October to be safe.
We could get some.
But it's all about your submissions, folks. Yeah. Paul's favorite holiday is Halloween, so he would love
that. I'm sure it is. Just like a Twilight character. He looks like a Twilight character. He's a good-looking dude.
He's a good-looking dude. I mean, he used to be like a model and shit. You should see some of his headshots. They're insane. He's just like
the
best.
He's always got great skin complexion.
Yeah, great. He's actually, we had a big talk. He's not doing big headphones. He's getting in-ears made because his hair is so nice. He doesn't want to mess his hair up.
I get that. I mean, I don't get that. I have the worst hair on earth. I look like I have a bird's nest on my head. Yeah. That's why I'm wearing this hat.
Well, he's got you folks will understand once you see him. A lot of you already know Paul, but you'll know him a lot more soon. And you'll understand why he doesn't want to wear these shitty headphones, because he's got a fantastic head of hair on him. One of the best in real estate, I'd say. Him and Brad McKellum.
Our convos always end up devolving at some point around all these good-looking dudes we have on our podcast.
Yeah,
at some
fantastic.
Point, we always compliment like the face of whoever we're talking about.
Dude, have you seen John Groman? The guy's insane.
I met him for the first time. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
How handsome is he in person?
Equally as handsome as you would think he is. Yeah. Or equally as handsome as he is online.
Thought so. Yeah. So, folks, cold calls the show. It's going to depend heavily on your submissions. So we would love for you to submit and just be a part of the show with us. And we're super stoked for it. So put it in the comments, DM us, do whatever. We're going to have a place for all these submissions. And we're excited to get it started. And for everyone, this is going to be the first show where everyone can be a part of the show.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, we just want to do a quick little recap of the conferences, announce the new shows. We have the Massive Agent Podcast coming to BAM. That's launching next Thursday. We just did a cool episode on the Byron Lazine podcast about that, so definitely check that out. Check out our Connor Murname episode from last week, and the Tom Tool one, the objection handling one, is still going off. I think it's our most listened episode at this point. We've been getting like DMs about that, of people rewatching that episode, right, a few times, just so they could memorize the actual script. So we just want to do a quick little recap episode, and we have some incredible guests coming on the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, we have, and some are unlike any we've had before, which I'm really excited about, a completely different angle. So yeah, some of the guests coming up are really cool. Well, folks, that's it. You see the Looney Tunes? That can you do that's all, folks.
Normally I can, but I have so much gravel in my voice right now.
Yeah, you sound like Dan O'Neill.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I sound like Batman. All right, throw this video a like, subscribe to the channel. Good shit coming out soon. The Broke Agent presents Over Ask Podcast.